His name was Daddy Bryson, and he became one of the best-known train engineers in the Smoky Mountains, not because of his skill on the rails, but instead for the unfortunate accident that cost him his life. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Before 1934, when Smoky Mountain National Park was created, these hills were filled with miles of tracks for logging. Along with those rail lines came plenty of mishaps.
There were many accidents, probably the most famous of which took place on June 30th, 1909.
Rick Turner is president of the Little River Railroad and Lumber Company Museum, and he says that famous derailment involved engineer Gordon Daddy Bryson.
It was Saturday night, and there was a dance in Elkmont, and Daddy was a ladies' man. He had 5 carloads of logs that he needed to bring down.
Daddy was supposed to bring a maximum of 3 cars of logs at a time, but making 2 trips would cause him to miss most of the dance. So the men working the Shea locomotive decided to take 5 cars at once.
Now, as luck would have it, it started to rain. And steel rails and steel wheels and rain create a problem. It's called traction.
The engine had a sand dome that could be used to sprinkle sand on the track to slow it down. When Daddy pulled the chain to get sand on the tracks, the dome was empty.
And as he starts to descend, it goes faster and faster and faster, till they reach a point where there's a very sharp curve and everybody kind of bails out.
Daddy Bryson was killed in the accident, but he became a legend when a song was written about him.
There was a ballad written about it, and it made Daddy's son very upset every time he heard it, so he quit Little River and went to another lumber company.
Today, little remains of the old rail lines that once crisscrossed what is today Smoky Mountain National Park. However, this museum shares the story of the many who worked the rails and logged the timber here a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Townsend, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.